Coming up on Encouragement Live, have you suffered a loss recently, perhaps the death of a loved one, or maybe you were caught up in the tornadoes that hit the Midwest? We'll talk about overcoming grief tonight on Encouragement Live.
Welcome to Encouragement Live, providing biblically based encouragement and insight on a wide range of practical life issues. Now here's your host, Don Hawkins, author of Master Discipleship Today.
Thank you, Steve. And friend, it's so good to have you with us as live from studios located in First Christian Church of Wiley, Texas, Encouragement Communications presents Encouragement Live. Our mission is to provide biblically based encouragement and insight on a wide range of topics. The topic tonight is a universal one, and that is grief. It's something that we all experience to some degree or another. We often think of it in the context of the death of a loved one, and we sometimes think of it in terms of losses, as many of you have lost homes and perhaps loved ones in tornadoes and spring storms. We're going to talk about that and provide encouragement and invite you to call in. We'll pray with you, and we want to lift your heart to the Lord. Rodney Love is sitting in with me tonight. Rodney is a great friend. He's a life coach, the founder of Master Life Coach Training Institute. He's also a certified life coach trainer, a Sunday school teacher, and a man of many other things. Rodney, good to have you back on the program.
Hey, Don. It's great to be with you tonight.
Yeah. You've not suffered any grief in your life, have you?
Oh, no, no.
No, not enough. You're still in denial.
Still in denial.
And denial is really the first stage of grief, is it not?
It is. It really is, Don. In fact, people can go into a grief and not even realize they're really being affected by it because they push it back. They deny it, that anything's really happening.
Yeah.
They always want to be tough.
Yeah. But the bottom line is we all experience grief, and it can happen over big things or little things. Grief over lost car keys or even, you know, something as small as misplacing your debit card or that type thing, or something like losing a parent or a spouse or a loved one.
Yeah,
those are painful. Now, is the pain, the emotional pain of grief, as real as physical pain?
It really is. It really is. In fact, Don, in some cases, it's worse, I believe. It can affect you in all sorts of ways, physically and every way.
Yeah.
You're dealing with the emotional pain.
Yeah. And some of you tonight are hurting because you've lost a loved one. I know yesterday I had the privilege of carrying out the memorial service and speaking and sharing the gospel. One of our elders went to be with the Lord. He had suffered a long time, a dear, dear friend and brother, and his family was there. This church was packed full with people and celebrating the life of Carol Holly and his son and his three daughters and grandchildren and grandchildren, and what a great group of friends that turned out to celebrate him.
Yeah, and Don, even though you're celebrating, I mean, you know where he is.
Yes.
You're still missing him down here. Yeah. You're grieving.
Yeah. And Scripture speaks to this, Rodney. I think of 1 Thessalonians 4, where Paul said, it talks about, we sorrow not or we grieve not as those who have no hope. Now, he doesn't say we grieve not, period. Mm-hmm. He says there's a difference in our grief. Talk about that.
Well, that's true. I mean, again, there's nothing wrong with grieving for someone that is no longer here. You know they're in heaven. You understand they're in heaven. But our earthly bodies, our earthly selves, we grieve. I mean, when Jesus was on this earth, I mean, he was around people that grieved, and he understood what was going on with them.
Yeah, I think about the time that Jesus went to Mary and Martha, and Lazarus had died. That's in John chapter 11. We will pick up on that when we come back from our break. But I know some of you are going through grief. Maybe it's the loss of a loved one, maybe a parent, a child, a spouse, perhaps. Maybe you've been caught up in some of the spring storms, and you're trying to deal with the grief and the loss of that. Call us, and we'd love to pray with you, to talk with you. Rodney Love is with me. I'm Don Hawkins. The number is 855-586-5433.
That unwanted vehicle of yours might not take you anywhere, but it can drive encouragement and hope to listeners everywhere. Donate it to Encouragement Live, and we'll pick it up, even if it isn't running. We'll use it to fund this ministry. It's easy and free. Mention Encouragement Live when you call 855-500-RIDE. Get the eyesore out of your yard and donate that car today. Call 855-500-RIDE or encouragementlive.org.
The focus is Jesus. The message is the gospel. The task is the Great Commission.
Global Advance founder Dr. David Shibley on the focus of his worldwide ministry.
Prayer is more important than ever before. These men live in danger, and our teams that go to minister to them are increasingly in danger.
To learn more about empowering frontline leaders worldwide, visit globaladvance.org. That's globaladvance.org.
Tonight on Encouragement Live, our topic is grief. It's something that's a very common emotion. It's connected with loss. And maybe you've experienced a loss recently. Could be the loss of your home, perhaps the loss of a job, maybe a loss in a relationship, maybe a marriage that hasn't worked out, or perhaps you've had a loved one who passed away. 855-586-LIFE is our toll-free number. That's 855-586-5433. A series of tornadoes has left a wake of devastation across a big part of the Midwest, a number of states. Thousands of homes were destroyed. Many more were damaged significantly. And almost everyone living in those areas is basically dealing with the aftermath of that, trying to pick up the pieces of life. And Rodney, I can remember back in 2011, we were living in Birmingham, Alabama, and about 5:50 in the morning, a tornado came through and did some pretty devastating damage to our home at the time.
And you know, Don, that you say 2011, well, that's been a long time ago, but
yes.
Yet it's just as fresh in your mind tonight as it was that morning when it came through.
Right.
And the grief that you experienced, you had to work through that with the different trauma that happened and the grief around things and all that. So, yeah, and you're still there. So when our grief starts, it's okay if it goes for a long time, as long as you don't get stuck, as long as you can move forward and move forward from it.
Right.
But it doesn't hurt to continue to remember, I guess you would say.
Yeah, we remember, but we don't remember in the same way. And again, we draw the distinction of 1 Thessalonians 4:13. We do not sorrow, we do not grieve in the same way as those that have no hope. Now, there are stages of grief, and Rodney has hinted at that, and we're going to talk about that following the next break. But I want to come back to John chapter 11, Rodney, as we mentioned, Mary and Martha and Lazarus. Lazarus, Jesus told the disciples he's sick, and they said he's asleep. And then he said, I'm telling you plainly, Lazarus is dead.
Yeah.
And he said, I'm glad for your sakes. And the reason he was glad is that he was going to
raise him from the dead eventually.
Yeah, that was the whole point,
is
that he wanted them to see that he had power over death.
Right.
And I remember Mary and Martha both had their encounters with Jesus. And then Jesus stood before the tomb of Lazarus and said, Lazarus, come forth.
Yeah.
And
what was key about that, Don, is there's a lot of people that had grieved their loved ones and gone. If Jesus would have just said, come forth, everybody would raise
the whole cemetery,
forth.
Yeah. So, if it had been a cemetery, the whole cemetery would have come forth. I was going to mention that, but the reality is it was probably an isolated tomb. Mm-hmm. I read something really funny, conversation, a fictitious conversation between Pontius Pilate and Joseph of Arimathea. Mm-hmm. Pilate said, Joseph, why would you give Jesus your family tomb? And he said, he's only using it for the weekend. Think
right.
about that.
Right.
And next weekend, we will celebrate the resurrection of our Savior from the dead, which is the ultimate answer to grief and death. And tonight, if you haven't trusted him as your Savior, we'd like to talk with you about that as well. Our number again is 855-586-LIFE, 855-586-LIFE. Hello, I'm Don Hawkins. As a grandparent, I've become increasingly concerned that our grandchildren are being exposed in school and through the media to woke, liberal doctrines that will certainly undermine their Christian faith. That's why we've developed our Grand Coaching course, because I believe those of us who are Christian grandparents have the heart and conviction to help counter these evil influences, and with the skills and strategies in this course, with God's help, you can make a difference in the lives of your grandsons and granddaughters. While taking this course, you'll learn the basics of life coaching, the biblical foundation for Christian life coaching, the difference between coaching and counseling, and how to listen and ask cultivating questions to help your grandchildren make wise decisions. To learn more or sign up for the resources available, visit grandcoaching.org. That's one word, grandcoaching.org.
Sat7 is Satellite Christian Television.
Dr. Rex Rogers, president of Sat7.
We broadcast throughout the Middle East and North Africa every day, 24/7, in Arabic, Farsi, and Turkish. Farsi is Iran. So we're speaking in a people's home and heart language. We're sharing the gospel.
To learn more or support this ministry, visit sat7usa.org. That's S-A-T, the number 7, USA.org.
Toni King on her new book, The Maze of Medicare.
I looked up on the internet how many books have biblical in regards to Medicare, and there was zero. And then God brought you into my life, and you helped me write The Maze of Medicare because we took Medicare and put scripture with it. Because people are stressed. They don't know what to do, where to turn.
You can order The Maze of Medicare at TonySays.com. That's T-O-N-I, TonySays.com. Thank you for joining us tonight for Encouragement Live. I'm Don Hawkins. Rodney Love is with me, Christian life coach, life coach trainer, has worked with many people who've been dealing with grief. And friend, we're here tonight just to be of encouragement to you, because when we go through grief and loss, that's what we need. Music in the background from Brad Smith Art. You can Google him if you'd like to download some of his music for listening. And Rodney, I think music can encourage people and help people when they're going through grief and loss.
That is very true. And so, you know, music, you heard the old saying, music soothes the soul.
Yes.
And it really is true. When you're going through grief and any kind of trauma, loss, just listening to music. In fact, David, as you know, David, the Psalms, he wrote the Psalms. A lot of those Psalms are for that.
He did. And many of those Psalms were written during times when David was grieving and he was expressing himself. That's another thing to keep in mind when you're going through grief, maybe to sit down and maybe write out your feelings, maybe also write about the person that you've lost.
Yes.
Think of my friends here in the church who lost a loved one this past week, and we had the service yesterday, and I think for some of them to just sit down and write about that kind of thing would be a very, very helpful thing, very encouraging.
Oh, I do too. I believe in the way, and you get it out, that way you get to work through your feelings by putting it down on paper.
Speaking of working through your feelings, Elizabeth Kubler-Ross, who is a secular writer, and a number of Christian writers have written about this, including Menrith and Meyer and yours truly and some other folks in the book, The Healthy Christian Life. Talk about stages of grief. Walk us through what the stages are. Why we begin with denial. We can't believe it's happened, but there are other stages as well.
It is, and I'm going to brag on the person sitting across from me. If you want to read about this, if you're going through grief, please go out. Don, I'm assuming your book is on Amazon. They can get that book.
Yeah, this is The Healthy Christian Life, and there's a whole chapter on grief in
it. And it's one of the better chapters. I know I'm sounding like I'm selling this, but I'm really being honest. It's one of the best chapters I've ever seen.
Yeah, you're a pretty good salesman.
Yeah, so anyway, let's go to the five stages of grief. Yeah, you got shock and denial.
Yes.
You can't believe, you're just kind of in shock. I can't believe this has actually happened. It's kind of like it's a surreal out-of-body experience, and you're just kind of shocked.
You know, I think think Martha was in that a little bit in John 11 when she said, Lord, if you'd been here, my brother would not have died.
Yeah.
And, you know, so there was a little bit of that first stage of grief. But then there's a second stage of grief that sort of Martha slid into that
you
as well.
You saw that. It's called anger turned inward.
Yeah.
Martha was angry. I mean, and that can happen very easily. And y'all know out there, people that you know that have, you know, you've lost loved ones, and you know what it feels like. You go through that anger, and you have that anger, you know, up. You're upset at your inside and outward.
Yeah, and in fact, you can be angry at other people. Maybe yes. You're angry at the medical people because they did not preserve the person's life, even though the person's life was not preservable.
Exactly.
You may be angry at the person who died because you feel abandoned, that they went off and left you. Maybe some of you feeling that way want to call us, 855-586-5433. You can mention to Chris that you'd like to use an assumed name if you prefer not to use your real name, so you may be embarrassed about people recognizing you. But Rodney, there's nothing to be embarrassed about in feeling the pain of grief.
Not at all. Every one of us out there have gone through, or that we're talking to tonight, and Don, you and I, we're looking at each other. We've gone through it.
We've been there.
We've been there, and you've been there with one of your grandsons.
Yes.
And it's real.
You know, I went back through in preparation for the message this week. I have three thick files of funeral messages that I've done, including my grandson Albert, Chris's brother, including Dr. Frank Menrith, your good friend and mine, including my parents and aunts and uncles. And I was known as the family funeralizer. That was a term they coined for me, just because I was the person in ministry in the family that they turned to.
And you do a great job. I've been to funerals you've done. You do a great job.
Well, and I wasn't trying to solicit a compliment. You know, you preach the gospel. Yeah. You want people to know there is hope. And I'm convinced, Rodney, that a funeral service is the place where you have to make the gospel clear. Every person there is aware that the reality is my time will come. I may be there in that casket, if there is a casket. If there's not a casket, I may be the person they're talking about at the next one, because none of us knows what tomorrow is going to bring forth.
We do not.
We don't. And so, friend, tonight, if you haven't trusted Christ, that's just another reason for you to call in and talk with us. Make sure that you know that you've trusted Christ. All right, we've talked about denial and the fact that it's just a shock. We've talked about the second stage, anger turned inward. That's what turns into depression. In fact, I've heard that as a definition of depression, anger turned inward. Yeah. The third stage is somewhat similar. Tell us what that is.
Yeah. That's the genuine grief. Real grief is reflected by your strong, very strong
but
emotions.
I think before you
anger. I'm sorry, outward anger. You turn outward. I apologize.
Right.
I forgot one of the steps. Yeah.
Yeah.
You turn outward on people, and you think about this is that when someone and you hear this all the time, when someone that you're very close to dies, especially in a traumatic fashion, in an automobile accident, or someone you a first responder, somebody in their family loses a first responder. I mean, our military right now, we have our soldiers overseas.
Yeah.
I think of Israel and all the families that are going through things for that. It's very easy when you lose a loved one for that to happen, to turn on somebody and to be angry at something that you think is causing this.
And I want to come back to that and talk a little bit about people in Israel and even in Ukraine and places where it had such devastating losses, and then people who've lost loved ones in tornadoes here. Mm-hmm. But you touched on that fourth stage, that genuine grief. What does that look like?
You know, that is genuine grief, and it's nothing wrong with shedding tears, Don.
Yes,
and, you know, you always heard growing up, I don't know about you, Don, but I heard growing up, men don't cry.
Sure, yeah.
Well, that's wrong.
That is wrong,
I mean, genuine grief, you need to get it out. You need to have that release, and tears are that release.
Well, the psalmist wrote these words, and I don't have the reference in front of me, But he said God puts our tears in his bottle.
Yes.
Now, you put something liquid in a bottle to preserve it because it's valuable.
Yes.
To me, that tells me that our tears are valuable to God.
Yes.
And some of you perhaps sitting by the radio or driving tonight, you're weeping and they're tears because you're remembering that person that you lost.
Yes.
We would love to have you call us at 855-586-5433. That's 855-586-LIFE. We'd love to be of encouragement to you. Now, what is the fifth stage, Rodney, of grief?
The fifth stage we're looking at is you've got the tears, you got have the strong emotions, but then you have to get to a point of having resolution.
Yeah.
And it will never go away. I'm never saying that you will forget.
Right.
But you've got to learn how to live and move forward and move on.
Yeah. Keep that in mind. The number is 855-586-5433. We have more to say about grief, but let's take a call. Cornelius is listening in Louisiana tonight. Good evening, Cornelius. Welcome to the program.
Good evening, Don and Rodney, and thanks to the call screen and Chris. You know, I'm a longtime listener and a longtime caller, and over the years, after my dad died in 2020 of COVID, I just happened to accidentally come across you, but it's by the grace of God I came across y'all. One thing I want to say before I get off, I missed that third one, so can you say what the third one was?
Sure.
Yeah,
sure.
Go ahead, Rodney.
We've got, yeah, Cornelius, thanks for calling, by the way. This is great that you called in. We've got, you have shock or denial, anger turn inward. You have anger turn outward, where you want to lash out. And then you need to deal with the grief. And you have genuine grief, which is reflected by tears or the strong emotions. And then you come to a resolution. I've got to keep moving. I've got to keep going.
Yeah. When my mom died in 2012 of multiple myeloma, which thanks to the prayers of the church and everything, of course, I didn't know about y'all then. She lasted for 3 years. She was supposed to go within a year. But that shows you the power of prayer. But when Dad caught COVID and he was 92, he was tough as nails. He was a Korean War vet. But that COVID-19 was something else. And I've caught it 3 or 4 times. But by the grace of God, they told me, Mr. White, all you need is vitamins and some orange juice and some rest. And I'm 63 now. But I just want to thank y'all's program. You let people vent and stuff, and I don't want to cry. So I just want to pray for all the people, even for the Russians going through that terrorist attack with ISIS.
Yeah, see, you're bringing up. There's grief going to be in there's grief in Moscow tonight. Believe it or not, Cornelius, I knew exactly where that was. I've been in Moscow. I've been over there a lot of times. I've actually lived a little bit in Russia, and I feel for those people because you are right. That's grief. That is real grief they're having to deal with from an incident like that. So, Cornelius, I appreciate you calling in. And you know, and let me do this. Let me pray with you, but also pray for the people that you are talking through about, okay?
Yes.
So, Father, I thank you for Cornelius calling in. I thank you that he is expressed so clearly about what grief is. And, Father, he brought up that the situation in Russia tonight where the terrorist attack was, and right now we know officially the count's over 140-something right now. But, Lord, I pray for all those families. They're experiencing grief, and they're going through these stages right now. They're into the first stage. They're into the shock. And, Lord, I just ask you to be with all those special people in Russia that I can picture right now where that is in my mind. So I pray, Lord, that you would just be with them and be with Cornelius. Keep your hand upon him as he has shared so many great things for us. And, Father, that has helped the listeners. We love you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Cornelius.
Thank you, gentlemen, and God bless you.
God bless you. Always good to hear from you, Cornelius. Take care.
All right.
Our toll-free number is 855-586-5433. If you've been trying to get through on the line, we had a little technical problem with our calling system, and hopefully we'll get that restored very soon. In the meantime, if you are interested in listening to this program later or to others of our programs, can always go to our website, encouragementlive.org. There are some things to keep in mind about grief, and we're going to talk about those a little bit later, but we're also going to invite and encourage you to give us a call. If you have trouble getting through, just keep dialing. The number is 855-586-5433, 855-586-LIFE. So good to have you with us on the program tonight. Rodney Love, yours truly, Don Hawkins. And by the way, let's pray for the people in Russia. Let's pray for the people in Ukraine. Let's certainly pray for those people in Israel and even down in the Palestinian area who are affected by the loss of life. We'll be right back.
Here's Roxanne Intermule of HisFaithfulStewards.com.
Being a good steward of the resources God has entrusted to us means expanding them without exposing them to unnecessary risk.
Losing a significant portion of your retirement savings can be a devastating blow, but many experience this when their money is kept in the market.
I recently had a conversation with an 80-year-old client. She had lost more than $100,000 of her retirement in less than 8 months, and it was all because her financial planner had left her money at risk in the market.
His Faithful Stewards shows people how to stop gambling with their retirement, how to earn double-digit interest, and to never risk losing their money in a market downturn.
Many people don't realize until it's too late that their retirement is at risk in most 401ks. They don't know that there are safer ways to grow money while still earning a double-digit return.
His Faithful Stewards offers a free self-assessment tool that helps you to see if you're on track with your finances at HisFaithfulStewards.com. HisFaithfulStewards.com.
Dr. Frank Minerth was a pioneer in Christian counseling, and I had the privilege of working with him for several years.
Christian psychiatrist Dr. Tom Schoaf of the Hope Speaks Clinic in suburban Dallas.
I'm looking for Christian psychiatrists, psychologists, and therapists who would be willing to join me in carrying on Dr. Minerth's legacy.
To learn about working with Dr. Schoaf and his team of Christian professionals at Hope Speaks Clinic, you may visit hopespeaks.com/opportunity.
When you need to consider independent or assisted living or memory care for a parent or spouse, Restoration Senior Living provides a distinctly Christian setting with the most stringent quality care. Restoration's innovative program addresses the medical, emotional, and spiritual dimensions, leading to an enhanced quality of life. You can learn more at restorationsl.com. That's restorationsl.com.
For over 30 years, Don Hawkins has provided radio encouragement with a variety of gifted guests. Now you can be encouraged by these interviews with guests like Greg and Aaron Smalley, Dan Cathy, Dr. Frank Minerth, Josh McDowell, and more. Subscribe to the weekly Encouragement for You podcast, dropping Wednesdays at lifeaudio.com or at your favorite podcast app.
Welcome back to Encouragement Live. Our toll-free number is 855-586-LIFE. Here again is your host, Don Hawkins, author of Master Discipleship Today.
And we're so glad you've chosen to join us tonight. I think we have our technical issue worked out. And the number is 855-586-5433. We are talking about dealing with and overcoming grief. Rodney Love is with me tonight. He is the founder of the Master Life Coach Training Institute. And Rodney, I know you have been working with some individuals who are hoping to provide help for people suffering from grief and trauma in Israel. And I think about those people. I think about the people in Russia that you mentioned in our conversation with Cornelius, and also people certainly in Ukraine. But it's not wrong to grieve. It's not unchristian. It's not unbiblical.
No, not at all. I mean, when grief is a normal part of life, and God created that in us to have that, to release those emotions when somebody that's close to us that, you know, I think also, Don, I think of not only people that die, but I think of the Christians that are being martyred around the world as far as it's not wrong to grieve for them. Now, they, you know, martyred them as far as the Bible talks about that. part yes. of could happen to any yeah. of us.
And but it it's not has wrong happened.
To happen. It's to happen.
In fact, it's actually statistically more Christians are being martyred today than have been at any time in history. And I know that I have friends in India and in Northeast India in the yes. state of Manipur. There are a number of Christians there, hundreds of Christians who've lost their lives. There are people whose homes have been burned. They've been run out of their homes. They're living out in the forest in the cold. I mean, it's you know, devastating. So they're dealing with grief, and their loved ones in other parts of that country and other places are dealing with it too.
Exactly. And that's normal. This is a normal thing when something's happening like this. I would be more worried. And yes, Don, you said I'm a life coach. Okay. If I'm meeting with somebody and they're not grieving something like that or grieving or losing a loved one, that's when I really get concerned about it.
Yeah, and you want to be straightforward with them about, yes, it is okay to grieve, and it is okay to move through the stages of grief. You know, some people think that anger is always a sin, and yet Ephesians 4:26 says, be angry or become angry or get in touch with your anger and do not sin.
Exactly.
So I think it's very important to recognize that we need to recognize those feelings. We need to accept them. Yes. We need to accept them in the lives of other people, but we need to deal with them biblically. It's appropriate to do as David did, to pour out our hearts to the Lord and even to find a life coach or a Christian counselor or pastor, someone you can talk to.
Yes, that is so important. If you're going through grief out there tonight of any sort, if you're going through grief, it's very important that you're able to talk with someone, that you're able to share what you're feeling, what's going on, and just work that through and let them help you work things through. And that, if you don't do that, then what happens is, Don, and you know this, it builds up, and all of a sudden it becomes a volcano. That everything, emotional volcano explodes.
Yeah, then you have a breakdown or something really bad happens.
Exactly.
All right, what is the worst thing you can say to a grieving person?
Oh,
the three worst words.
Oh, Don, yes. I understand. I know what you're going through.
Yeah, or get over it.
Get over it. Now, that's the worst. You just hit the worst.
Yeah, that's the worst. The second worst is, I understand exactly. And again, maybe you suffered the same kind of loss, but it's still better not to say, I understand exactly how you feel, because none of us fully understands exactly how another person feels.
No.
But it is most inappropriate to say, get over it. Well, you know, that person died 10 years ago, or that person died 3 months ago, or whatever. So please, please, friends, if you're tempted to say that, bite your lip and do what David said. He said, while I was musing, I let things go, and then I said, Lord, help me to know the right thing to do.
Exactly.
So keep that in mind. Now, how can we encourage people who are going through grief and who are processing that grief?
Okay, Don. So what you want to do is, when you have someone, and this is a life coaching principle that you well know, you want to come alongside them. You want to walk with them. You want to be along with them and just listen to them. You've got two ears and one mouth. It's better just to listen to them and let them talk through whatever they're feeling at the time. Of course, you want to pray for them. That's not that it. But the last thing you want to do is tell them what to do. You just want to be there for them and listen to them and walk with them.
Yeah, and listening, that's something life coaches do, right?
Right, right.
And talk about the value of just listening to a person, what that does.
The value of listening to a person, here's what you do not want to do when somebody's grieving. You do not want to try to jump in and think ahead and jump in and talk and tell them what they should do. You just want to be a listening ear. And then you can ask questions. Now, as they're going through the grief, you can begin to ask them little questions that will help them open up even more to share about what they're going through. And that's actually helping relieve them emotionally, get their emotions out.
I guess you would say.
Yeah, and that's the thing. Scripture talks about in Proverbs that a person is like a deep well, but a person of understanding will draw it out. The picture is like drawing water from a well. When I was growing up, we had a neighbor down the street who actually came to Christ at age 80. His name was Grandpa Dodd.
All right.
And I used to go down after school every day, and he had a pretty deep well. Mm-hmm. And so I'd take the bucket, and I'd run that bucket down in the well and pull that water up and bring the buckets of water into them. So he and his wife would have that. And that's the idea there. So that's one of the things that I think is really critically important for us to do.
Yes, I agree.
All right, we're talking about grief, 855-586-LIFE. Scott is listening in Iowa tonight over American Family Radio. Scott, good to hear from you. Go right ahead.
Thanks for taking my call.
You bet.
I just jumped in my vehicle to go do some chores, turned it on, and heard your program. And I heard you make the comment about how important it was to share the gospel at funerals.
Yes.
I lost a son in 2016. He was 30 years old. My wife and youngest son just drove 600 miles to go help him because he was sick. And when they pulled up, the ambulance was driving away with him. He was gone. He had passed away.
Wow,
so the
so
Lord
sorry.
Protected her from that. But she called me because our daughters were calling her to find out about their brother. And she called me first, and she said, I need you to be strong. Corey's gone.
Yeah.
But he was a believer. The girls are calling. I need you to call them. I'm not going to answer the phone until you call me back and have given them the news. And right off the bat, like she had just moments after finding out her son had passed away, she said he was a believer.
Yes.
And that hope is what got us through. And during the funeral service, they gave the opportunity. You know, we were 600 miles away from home.
Right.
The pastor, he did a wonderful job. But at the end, he said, would anybody else like to say anything? And nobody's, you know, and my wife stood up from the front row, turned around and addressed the crowd. And preach the gospel.
Well, I'll tell you, that is a wonderful thing, Scott, that she had the opportunity to do that. Mm-hmm. And it's wonderful that people there were able to hear. Because, again, as we were talking about, and Rodney, I want you to comment on this and share some encouragement with Scott as well. Because, again, even though it's been years since that loss occurred, the loss is real. But what a difference to know he was a believer. He's with the Lord. The sisters were encouraged. People in the church were told how they could go to heaven as well.
Yes, and Scott, I hear your voice in your voice. And again, it was like this happened yesterday to you. But
yep.
Here's what I also hear. I hear encouragement being shared. When you shared about your wife, your octaves went up because you were so excited that she shared to the whole people there who your son Corey was, what he believed, and how Corey wanted everybody in that church to join him right where he was at that moment. So that is so encouraging, and to hear that, even though it's a hard, and I know, like I say, I know you and your wife still, even today, are grieving, and that's okay. That's okay. But you've also learned how to work through it and keep going with life. And that's what I hear in you also.
And the other thing that goes along with that, Scott, is the fact that 2 Corinthians 1 says that the God of all encouragement encourages us in all our trouble, and certainly losing a son is troublesome, so that we can encourage others with the same encouragement with which God encouraged us. Let me pray with you, Scott. Thank you, Lord, for Scott and his sharing this testimony, that you had him get in the truck just now and be able to hear the program and call in and get through. And Lord, what an encouraging thing to hear how his wife stood up and shared the gospel at the conclusion of the service for their son. Lord, continue to grant both of them special grace as they continue to grieve. I know they don't sorrow as those that have no hope, and they will be reunited, and that's such a great joy, just as those of us who've lost loved ones have that experience as well. But Lord, use them as an encouragement to others, the sisters as well as the mother and Scott the dad. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Scott, thanks for taking the time to call us. God bless.
Yeah. Bye-bye.
God bless. Bye-bye. 855-586-5433. Coming up on another break, Rodney, we have one more segment to go. But what an opportunity it is for these people who have lost loved ones, and maybe others haven't thought about the fact that losing that loved one may be the reason, impetus for you becoming somebody who'll encourage others.
Yes, yes, exactly. And God can use, just like Scott is being used. I know Scott's being used on a lot of lives right now of people that have lost loved ones since his son died, that he can be used to encourage them and be there for them.
We're here to encourage you, friend. Our toll-free number is 855-586-5433. That's 855-586-LIFE. Whatever kind of loss you've suffered, we'd love to talk with you about it. Rodney and I will be back right after these important messages. Hello, I'm Don Hawkins. As a grandparent, I've become increasingly concerned that our grandchildren are being exposed in school and through the media to woke, liberal doctrines that will certainly undermine their Christian faith. That's why we've developed our Grand Coaching course, because I believe those of us who are Christian grandparents have the heart and conviction to help counter these evil influences. And with the skills and strategies in this course, with God's help, you can make a difference in the lives of your grandsons and granddaughters. While taking this course, you'll learn the basics of life coaching, the biblical foundation for Christian life coaching, the difference between coaching and counseling, and how to listen and ask cultivating questions to help your grandchildren make wise decisions. To learn more or sign up for the resources available, visit grandcoaching.org. That's one word, grandcoaching.org.
Here's Roxanne Intermule of HisFaithfulStewards.com.
Being a good steward of the resources God has entrusted to us means expanding them without exposing them to unnecessary risk.
Losing a significant portion of your retirement savings can be a devastating blow, but many experience this when their money is kept in the market.
I recently had a conversation with an 80-year-old client. She had lost more than $100,000 of her retirement in less than 8 months, and it was all because her financial planner had left her money at risk in the market.
His Faithful Stewards shows people how to stop gambling with their retirement, how to earn double-digit interest, and to never risk losing their money in a market downturn.
Many people don't realize until it's too late that their retirement is at risk in most 401ks. They don't know that there are safer ways to grow money while still earning a double-digit return.
His Faithful Stewards offers a free self-assessment tool that helps you to see if you're on track with your finances at HisFaithfulStewards.com. HisFaithfulStewards.com.
We're back on Encouragement Live, Don Hawkins along with Rodney Love, and talking about encouragement, Rodney. We just heard from Chris, our call screener tonight. A lady called in listening in Texas, is anonymous, but is very much in need of urgent prayer. And sometimes we are here for people like that, and we can enlist people around the country to pray for this anonymous lady. Would you lead us in prayer?
I sure will. Father God, thank you for this lady that called in to trust us to pray for her from the Houston area. Lord, we don't know what's going on. We have no idea, but you do, and that's all that counts. So, Lord, I pray for her right now that you'd put your hand upon her and take her through, guide her through whatever she's going through, and surround her with people, with friends, whoever that would come reach out to her and be there for her tonight. We love you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. And tonight, we're so glad to be able to talk with so many of you from around the country and be of encouragement and help to you. Elijah is our next caller. Thank you for calling us tonight, Elijah. Go ahead. You're on the air.
Shalom to you all. Thank
Shalom.
You for taking my call.
Yes.
I am a graduated from the 1979 the school of Rabbi from Knesset Halishut in Jerusalem.
Oh,
and
my.
And also veteran from the Yom Kippur War in 73 with my whole family, grandpa, uncles, father, brothers, etc. But my call is this one. It's the first call that I ever do. And I want to congratulate you in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, Yeshua Mashiach.
Yeshua, yeah.
And with the presence of the Yeshua HaKodesh, the Holy Ghost.
Yes.
Because God is using you tremendously. And believe it or not, encouraged me for the beginning of the program. By accident, I was talking to another friend of mine, Rabbi Eric, and suddenly I had to drive to for my wife. Now, situation is this. On 2016, my wife became with dementia, psychosis, paranoia, vascular dementia. I lost her there.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
She was never the same and had to be several times in different institutions. And you were talking about lost.
Mm-hmm.
We sang together for the U.S. Senate.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Believe it or not, I became an opera singer after I graduated from Knesset Halishut and also graduated from the Hadassah Medical Building in Tel Aviv.
Elijah, so, let me guess. You are a basso profundo.
Somebody help.
Yes.
I tried to reach, but I will tell you this. I hope so. It's going true. I believe in miracles, for I believe in God.
Amen.
Wow.
Amen. That
amen,
is
amen,
wonderful.
Amen.
The idea, what I call you is because I lost my wife in 2016,
yes. Mm-hmm.
And she's still alive.
Yes, and dementia does that. In fact, Elijah, it's interesting you mention this. I'm working with two good friends of mine right now, Woodrow Kroll and Don Sapaw, and men that I've worked with for many years, and we're writing a book on seniors, on dementia, on Alzheimer's is one of five different kinds of dementia. My mother, my dad took care of my mother when she was no longer there, and then she was hospitalized, and my sister was a geriatric nurse and took care of her the night my mother went to be with the Lord. But the bottom line is you are absolutely right. And this is a very important thing, Rodney, for us to
yes,
be able to
is.
Point out that people who, even though their family is still living, just like Elijah's wife is still living, the reality is her mind, she's gone.
Yeah.
She's
and
not
it's
there.
And it's a grief. Elijah, you've started going through a grief with her. Even when she was still on the earth, you were still grieving because she was not the same wife you had, you know? Go ahead.
Yeah.
Thank you for that. Thank you for that. The idea is that in the midst of everything, I had, I don't know how many tears I shed. And you
yes.
were talking about so certain about that the Lord has the bottle of tears and they are
yes.
valuable, etc.
Yes.
But now, the situation is how people has insulted me because I was praying to the Lord and I say, Lord, she's gone. She mm-hmm. is suffering. She's suffering every single day. I took a sabbatical for
yes.
my teaching in UCLA as a professor of performing arts.
Yes.
I teach how to the singers how to behave in the stage
yes.
and modulate the voices, etc., for preachers and also for orators and oratoria, declamation, theater.
Yes.
That's my line of work.
Yes.
But at the same time, Lord, please, in your divine mercy, will you take it home?
And that's a very appropriate prayer, yes. But it's sad.
I received so many
criticism.
Pardon me to interrupt.
Go ahead.
I received so many criticism
yes.
because I am a killer. I'm
yes.
sorry, but I am not. It's
no.
a
no.
prayer
no,
of
you're
mercy.
Not.
Am I right?
You're absolutely right.
You're absolutely right.
No, we just want to affirm you totally to pray that God would take her out of the suffering of this body, because you don't know but what she may be suffering some pain. The reality is, even though a person can't communicate that, they may be. The one thing we do know, and my good friend Erwin Lutzer, who pastored the Moody Church for many years, has a great book that he wrote, Elijah, and I would encourage you to get a copy of it. It's called 1 Minute After You Die. And his basic statement is based on 2 Corinthians 5, where Paul says in verse, I believe it's verse 8, to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. And you recall, as a rabbi, from the Old Testament, your rabbinical studies, David said, when that baby died, he can't come back to me, but I will go to him. That baby was in the presence of the Lord. So your call has been so refreshing to us tonight, because you have been there. You've experienced the pain of what happens when a spouse has dementia, and a parent, the same thing can happen. Rodney, what encouragement do you have to share with Elijah?
Elijah,
tonight?
I just thank you for calling.
Excuse me to interrupt you.
Yes, go ahead.
Pardon me, if you permit me.
Yes.
I had to take a sabbatical.
Yes.
Since 2018 until now, when I'm talking to you, because I didn't want her to be in more institutions anymore.
Right.
They make her suffer.
Yes,
it's
that is
incredible.
True. Yes.
And so therefore, I say, okay, Lord, everything is for your glory.
Yes.
And Psalm 139, verse 16.
Yes, yes,
your
yes.
Your eyes saw my inward colors, my embryo.
Yeah.
And all the days of my life were not written in your book before any one of them were existed.
Mm.
So who am I to say, okay, I marry you because you're beautiful, or because you have a physical body, or because you're intellectual, whatever. No, I marry you because instead of marrying my wife or her family, I marry God.
Mm. You made a vow to God, and your wife made the same vow, that in sickness and in health, in poverty and in adversity, till death do us part. Yes, amen. Yes.
Okay, now, my dear beloved friend and brother, tell me, what is your counsel?
Well, what I would encourage you right now, my brother, is to persevere, knowing that you are absolutely right and biblical, even though it is difficult. And I want to share with you the words of the Apostle Paul, who also was a rabbi, as you recall, before his conversion to Christ. And he wrote, "And we know that God works all things together for good to those who love him, to those who are the called according to his purpose." And I believe that he will give you grace. And I'm going to ask my brother Rodney to lead us in prayer for you, Rabbi Elijah, and to pray that God, if he is pleased, to take your wife into the presence of our Lord Jesus Christ. Rodney, lead us in prayer.
Father, I do thank you for Elijah. I thank you that he has called in and just been totally transparent and open about what his wife is going through. Lord, I pray that if you, Father, and I understand Elijah praying the prayer he's praying for his wife, to be absent from the body, but to be in your presence.
Yes.
And Lord, I pray tonight that if your will is that, Lord, she would go home to be with you tonight. Be with Elijah tonight. Keep your hand upon him. Thank you for the wonderful years of marriage that he and his wife have had. Mm. Thank you how you brought them together. We were both married to you, and you brought them together as husband and wife. Thank you again for this wonderful, awesome man. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you, my brother Elijah. Such a joy to talk to you tonight.
Many blessings to you. Shalom. And remember, if we don't see each other here ever again, I hope to see you soon.
We will see each other
in the area.
Yes.
We will see each other in heaven.
What a glory that will be. Shalom, my brother. God bless.
Blessings. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Let's take a quick call from Carol. Carol, we have about a minute and a half. Thank you for calling us. Go ahead.
Oh, God bless you. It's a different type of grief I'm calling about tonight. Lost everything I own to a fire last year.
And so sorry.
Even though I know it's wrong, and I've experienced death my entire life. My mother to suicide at 9.
I'm sorry.
And I'm 67 now, so that's grief. But I'm having a grief that I lost everything, and I've prayed about it and prayed about it. And thank God that nobody was hurt.
Yes.
But it's horrible. It's selfish of me.
Well, Carol, let me just say this. It's not selfish. Don't beat yourself up, because in reality, you've suffered that loss. Let me pray with you and for you. Lord, tonight, Rodney and I unite in prayer for this dear lady, Carol, and all that she suffered, the losses of her mother at an early age, and then the loss of all her possessions in the fire. Thank you, there was no loss of life. But God, grant the provision for all of her needs at this time, and encourage her and lift those feelings of guilt. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Carol, thank you for calling
thank
us.
You,
we'll
Carol.
Be praying for you.
We will be.
And yes. Friend, thank you for joining us for the program Encouragement Live. Good night.